Okay, quick. When and where is marijuana legal in your state? That was a bit of a trick question. At the moment, both California and Oregon, of course, only allow the medical use of marijuana and only with the proper permits. But, of course, Washington State to the north allows recreational marijuana. That's been all over the news this week. And Oregon will probably vote on a similar law this November. So the legal lines are on the move. The Ashland City Council is not waiting. Council members laid out a number of positions recently, including regulations for medical marijuana dispensaries and maybe even taxes on medical pot and recreational pot if it becomes legal. Rich Rosenthal is a member of the Ashland City Council and our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange. Rich, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, boy, so much going on with marijuana. It must be even hard for people who are in the business of making laws to keep up with what's going on around you.
Been quite an education for me personally, that's for sure.
Really? And so when what started the whole process here? First of all, with dispensaries in particular, what did you guys end up doing there?
Well, the state legislature did some work on the topic, because back in 1998, when after voters legalized medical marijuana in the state, it set up a program to administer that, and it didn't envision at that time the issue of the facilities where the product was going to be dispensed. So in 2013, the legislature amended the Oregon Medical Marijuana Act to take on the topic of where the so-called resource centers should go, how they should be operated, screening requirements, background information, location restrictions, all those types of things when it comes to what people call now are dispensaries. So that really prompted this the local conversation. The short session of the legislature affirmed the city's authority to adopt reasonable restrictions, and so that's why it's really come to the fore at the local level, as some communities have decided that they don't want to see this type of business operate in their city limits, and others, like Ashland, are interested in having them located.
That has been a very interesting process to watch, to not overuse the word interesting here, but the fact is that the purveyor of the dispensary law in the state legislature was Ashland State Representative Peter Buckley. He was the guy who sponsored it, got it started. And then once the law went into effect, it seemed like everybody almost instantly said, no, we're going to ban them in our community, which then the state legislature this year did allow, right? I mean, the communities can ban, they can put a moratorium on medical marijuana facilities, dispensaries, but only for a year, is it? Is that right?
Right. It does last for a year, and what the legislature does coming up, who knows? But some communities like Medford are very adamant that they're not interested in it. And Ashland also placed a moratorium on it, but for a different reason, and that was to give the community, the council, and the staff time to adopt reasonable restrictions and also take safeguards that, for example, a business isn't grandfathered into either the policy of not having a policy. So it made sense for us just to put a stop sign on these types of businesses until we go through the various issues, time, place, manner restrictions that the legislature allows local communities to adopt. For example, what times of day that they can operate in a particular community, where they can go beyond, where they can be situated in a community. Those types of things. And that's what we've spent the past, we as the council, have spent the past 3 or 4 months on. And we started work on this back in March, so we're about ready to hopefully wrap it up and then lift the moratorium in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
So the legislature's action this year did allow moratoria, but only through May 1st of next year. Is that right?
That is correct.
But it sounds like in the case of the city of Ashland, you guys began this process early enough that you're thinking perhaps of a sooner lifting of the moratorium?
Yeah, the first reading of that would happen actually tomorrow night. And it's an ordinance, so it would require 2 readings. So then it would be the first meeting in August would be the soonest that the moratorium in Ashland could be lifted.
All right, so so no sooner than August to get the moratorium lifted. So what are some of the things that you've been talking about in terms of time, place, and manner?
Well, it's been a variety of things. First, the business license code in a lot of communities, in Ashland in particular, says that you can't get a business license if the activity is deemed illegal. Now, of course, the sale of marijuana is illegal at the federal level under the Controlled Substances Act. However, at the state level, it is regulated and it is legal. So there's that rub there. So Ashland determined that back in March that this type of business could get a business license within the city of Ashland. That was really the first step, because they had to remove that ambiguity in the city code. So that was the first step. Second step was when we realized, hey, it would make sense for us to place a moratorium so that we could get organized on this. And then the council passed an ordinance establishing those TPM, time, place, manner regulations. Basically, it outlaws the manufacturing of extracts, which are very flammable, has caused some fires and explosions. Odor controls, the hours of operation, as I mentioned. Smoking on the premises, that's illegal in Ashland. It outlines how you can get a permit and what those procedures are and what the accounting system is. So that was an ordinance that passed 2 weeks ago. So the second reading of that is tomorrow night. Then the council took on the land use ordinance. Where exactly can these facilities go in Ashland? And basically, we embrace the state, allowances. They can go in C1, the commercial, the E1, and the employment, and M1 in industrial zones. But the city of Ashland basically said that if a business of this type, it operates on a major arterial or a boulevard, that if it isn't along a boulevard, it must be within no closer than 200 feet from a residential zone. So that was an additional restriction on top of what the state program says.
Sounds like you've got a fair amount of staff hours in this, Rich Rosenthal.
Oh, well, I'm grateful to the city staff that worked on it, particularly the city administrator and the city attorney. But then through this whole process came up the question of, while you're on the topic, what about the taxation, which is something that communities in Colorado and Washington have done. Of course, those two states have legalized the recreational use, but they've also taxed the medical marijuana as well. So, hey, while we're on the topic, we might as well tackle this one, because it could be that the legalization of recreational marijuana is on the ballot here in Oregon in November, quite possibly.
And yeah, they certainly returned enough signatures to get that going. Rich Rosenthal is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's a member of the Ashland City Council. We were talking about marijuana regulations in the city, where the city is working on a number of fronts on medical and, as you just heard, also on potentially recreational marijuana, including taxation. Join us on the Exchange with your questions and comments at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. I want to come back just a bit, because you were talking about the 200-foot buffer zone to dispensaries in the city of Ashland. As the ordinance reads now, I understand there was a fair amount of debate over that number.
Well, yes, and that was one of the more contentious points of the discussion a couple of weeks back. There are some unique neighborhoods in Ashland, as you know, and there are some commercial zones that abut some very heavily populated areas. And so I think the debate wasn't so much about the dispensary as what it was. It's whether a business located in a particular place that generates a lot of traffic, whether that was appropriate for a particular neighborhood. And the council ultimately decided that 200 feet was reasonable. There were those who wanted to see 300 feet, some that even wanted to see 1,000 feet. But at some point, you have to make a decision, because ultimately, if you were to look at a map of Ashland and these types of businesses can't be within 1,000 feet of a school, they can't be within 1,000 feet of one another, that if you look at the map and put all those bubbles in, there are really only a small number of places that these things can go. So if you get too restrictive with them at the start, then it really diminishes the ability for this type of business to operate in the first place.
Any idea if there's enough pent-up demand that there would be a little mini boomlet? I mean, assuming you go ahead and pass this ordinance, if you'll have, you know, 5, 15, 50 people looking to get the licenses for dispensaries?
From what I understand, and the city administrator, Dave Kanter, has done some great work on this, that it's very hard to know based on what the state will tell you about how many applications there are for businesses. And
they
have to go through a process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have to screen the proprietors and those things. And so then they won't provide a lot of the information. They may just say quantity. And it's been – I know that there have been some. I wouldn't say that it's a green rush, so to speak.
Right. But some interest anyway.
Right.
All right. So now to taxation, because you did bring this up, and you're talking about not just necessarily taxing medical marijuana, but you're also talking about potentially taxing recreational marijuana if it should pass in the state of Oregon, which is by no means a done deal. It's not even a done deal that it's on the ballot for sure yet. But this is an interesting proactive move to make.
Yeah. Well, again, under the advice of staff, and it's made a lot of sense, is that If it passes, the measure passes at the state level, one of the proposed measures suggests that the state would have exclusive right to place taxes on the sale of either medical or recreational. The thought was that if Ashland already has it in place, that could be grandfathered in, which would be a big deal because you don't know how this type of business will be going forward, whether this is just a minor deal or whether it could grow into something that would be substantial. And that I think that it is proactive and it gives us some options. And maybe it's a moot point because the state might say, hey, local governments, you can't do this. We'll take care of it. But if we're grandfathered in, there's an opportunity for some revenue to be generated that isn't here now. And I think that's positive, especially having gone through a budget cycle now and knowing that resources aren't generally increasing for local government.
They tend to be staying flat or
right.
Potentially declining. As you mentioned, and not specifically, though, Section 42 of the ballot measure that is likely to qualify for November is the one that says only the state can tax. So there's just sort of a guess here that if you get there ahead of the state, you might be able to preserve this right.
Right, and that's where Representative Buckley, we hope we can help lobby on our behalf.
And is there taxation allowed under the existing Oregon medical marijuana program at the local level?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know.
Let us take a call. Grumpy John in Grants Pass, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Rich Rosenthal from the Ashland City Council.
I realize that the Ashlanders are rather Ashland-centric, but I would like to point out to you that just down the road, next to a Big Blue liquor store in Talent, there is a dispensary called Green Valley Wellness. Very nice folks, and you might consider the reality of your neighbors when you're determining what's good for Ashland.
In the sense of talk about what's going on in the cities next door?
Yeah. I mean, you have a dispensary that's open there. It's very nice folks, and check it out.
All right.
Green Valley Wellness.
Thanks.
Right, the Big Blue liquor store right in the middle of the town.
Yeah, you can't miss the Big Blue liquor store. It used to be the hardware store, too. Grumpy John, thanks for that. So that gives the reasonable question here, though, how much research you can do. I mean, because a lot of the cities have tended to just go, forget it. We're not going to deal with marijuana dispensaries under the current law. So did you have any chance to really do some note comparing with other cities?
Well, according to the state, there are approximately 6,800 registered cardholders for medical marijuana in Jackson County, and approximately
people have the permit to say yes.
Exactly.
You can use it.
Mm-hmm. So there are about 1,000 in Ashland. So there's a market there, and I don't think it's easy to project what the market will be in terms of how business will be like. I think that a maximum number of dispensaries in Ashland would be 3 to 5 based on, again, going map. It's like if this one goes in this area, another one can't be any closer than 1,000 feet. So I don't think it's a large number of these types of businesses. And ultimately, the market will dictate how viable they are.
Again, Rich Rosenthal, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, Ashland City Council member. We're talking about the city's moves on both medical and recreational marijuana. Medical marijuana currently legal in Oregon. Recreational marijuana might happen. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange with your questions and comments about the moves being made here. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. What kinds of ideas have been floated then about actual tax rates if the city goes ahead and taxes either medical or recreational marijuana?
Well, the first reading of the ordinance regarding taxation in Ashland listed an up to 5% on the sale of medical marijuana, up to 10% on recreational marijuana sales, which of course is not legal yet. That was based on research done by the city administrator. He looked at some communities in Colorado, and of course Washington is now getting going on that as well. It appears that this is fairly standard practice. Those percentages up to amounts, it's well within the range in Colorado. Again, this is a new type of business operation. It's beside the value judgment, getting beyond the value judgment of whether this is a good thing to do for the community or not. But it appears to be that those percentages are fairly standard in those states.
Is there much value judgment going on in these council discussions? Is anybody on the council saying, forget it, I'm not going to consider any of the little accoutrements here because I'm not even going to go along with the idea that marijuana should be legal in the first place?
Hard to say. I can't speak for the five or six others, if you count the mayor. I think that had there been discomfort with the topic, that we wouldn't have gotten to this level of specificity. I think that in my case, though, you have to be aware of the community that you live in and that this is not necessarily a taboo issue for a lot of residents. Now, if you live down the road or either direction, the value judgment in the community might be different. I know it is in Medford because I follow that, and I know a lot of those counselors as well. But I think it's a realization that there are a lot of folks in this town who don't see it as something that is a horrible thing. But for those who disagree with it, I respect it. It's just that at some point you have to make a decision and look down the line a little bit, have some foresight, and I think it makes sense for Ashland.
What you're saying by sort of backing into it is Ashland is a pot-friendly place.
Well, comparatively to other communities in Southern Oregon, absolutely, yes.
The idea of taxing medical marijuana, though, and I wonder if did that generate any controversy because in theory, medical marijuana is supposed to be for people who have medical needs and having some hardship and other drugs won't particularly work for them, which is why they're seeking out marijuana. So was the question of taxation vexing at all just on a philosophical level to anyone?
Yes. The answer is yes. I guess I'm a counselor who listens to testimony. As shocking as that may seem for some, but it's hard to ignore when even some of the dispensary operators in the region say, you should be taxing it. This is how it's done. This is what is done elsewhere. And to say no to it, well, that's hard to ignore that coming out of the mouths of the people who are actually in the business. That was very persuasive, as well as the folks who come up to the podium and say, hey, this is a really important thing for my health. I wouldn't, for example, be here. Someone who says I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for this the substance that has helped them in some way in their lives. That's very persuasive, those two things.
There is one place already selling medical marijuana as a dispensary in Ashland, correct?
Well, I don't believe that they're dispensing anymore based on these restrictions that the state...
It's a moratorium at the moment, right?
Right, and also...
I'm asking about puffs, I guess, is the question.
I believe they are no longer dispensing because there was an issue that came up with regard to their location within the 1,000 feet rule. That's my understanding. Could be wrong, but I do believe that there are a handful operating in the county.
All right. So, was there much discussion or any so far about if recreational marijuana comes to pass, if it'll be allowed to be sold in the same place as the medical dispensaries, or will there be separate stores for that? I mean, have you even broached that subject yet?
Well, it's my understanding that they would be sold at the same facilities as the medical marijuana.
All right. So it's an interesting process, isn't it, to try to work through these what-ifs, because you're trying to make some guesses about where state law might go down the road. And, of course, then you've got the whole overlay of it's still illegal under federal law.
Exactly. And, you know, some people might be wondering, well, if it's illegal under federal law, how is it that the state is getting into the business? Well, the attorney general basically said that for states that have legalized either medical marijuana or recreational marijuana sales, that the federal resources should not be focused on individuals in compliance with state laws. But it doesn't. For those who are afoul of the law here or elsewhere, that it's still very much illegal under the Controlled Substances Act.
All right. That's the federal attorney general, Eric Holder, who said we're not going to mess with the people who are complying with the state laws, even though the state laws in theory are running afoul of the federal law. So, first reading on the ordinance on the dispensaries tomorrow, is that right, at the council meeting?
Well, it's a variety. First and second on some.
Okay, so a couple different things. So, the Ashland City Council meets tomorrow night. Rich Rosenthal is one of its members. He's been our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Rich, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. We'll take a short break and come back with Garrison Keillor. Please stay tuned to the Jefferson Exchange.